Have you ever had a vision you just had to fulfill? Well, that's exactly what happened with Dr. Joanne Cornwell. That vision was Sister Locks. Following her vision led to the creation of a natural hair management system that thousands of women could wear with pride and dignity. Join us as we take you to some familiar places and those that might surprise you. The Sister Locks podcast is where the story of your journey is told. Sponsored in part by Niche Agency, Afrocentric Branding at yourniche.com.
Hello, everyone. I am Cassandra Lawson, your co-host for the Sister Locks podcast. Thank you for joining us today. I am here with the hair bandit, Dr. Joanne Cornwell.
Hey, everybody.
The creator of Sister Locks. We're ready for an exciting time. Today's topic is general maintenance and styling of Sister Locks. And I like to put those two hand in hand because the best way to have a beautiful hairstyle is just the basics, the maintenance.
The basics. So many people try to skip over that and then end up with problems and not understanding where those might come from. So absolutely, yeah.
Yes, we try to mask everything with products and rollers. And we can't always do that. We're going to be interviewing master hairstylist Karigo Kabuga. And she travels between Baltimore and Kenya, East Africa, with her Sister Locks practice. She is amazing. And I'm pretty sure she has some amazing styling tips to share. She has a teacher spirit, so I know we'll get some great information. Stick around and we'll be back and you'll get all the lowdown on today's topic.
Naturalistas, get the fullness of freedom with Sister Locks, your premier textured hair locking technique. Like hair, we've grown, celebrating 25 years of stylish versatility that makes natural living easy in a community of like minds. Let's share the Sister Locks lifestyle on our 2018 Freedom Tours coming to a city near you. So, feel the confidence of your kink when you come home to Sister Locks at sisterlocks.com.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us again. Today, we are covering general maintenance and styling. You know, regular retightenings and annual groomings are the first step to a beautiful style. Doc, can you break down really quick for our listeners, what is Sister Locks' basic hair care?
Well, Sister Locks, I like to say they do not style themselves, but, you know, they kind of do style themselves. If the foundation is there and if they're well maintained. So what that means is that you, assuming that your Sister Locks are installed properly, meaning that the proper lock sizes were chosen, the locking pattern was chosen, because the difference between Sister Locks and other techniques is that we don't just do everybody's hair the same way. We analyze the hair type and we adjust the Sister Locks techniques, and we select from among the techniques to apply the proper ones to your exact hair type. So assuming all of that's done and everything's the right size and locking pattern, then you want to make sure that you're shampooing properly and at the right intervals. Unlike some other locking systems where people will tell you don't shampoo your hair, you know, go 3 months and don't do it so it'll lock, that is not what we do. We actually encourage regular, correct shampooing techniques with the right Sister Locks products, especially in the beginning, the starter shampoo, because all of that is intended to help the hair start the locking process. So proper shampooing techniques, proper frequency, and that's generally between 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then you want to make sure that you're using the right Sister Locks products. In the beginning, that's no products at all. That's just shampooing with the starter shampoo. And that's a challenge for some people because they put so much faith in products doing the work for us that they don't understand, or in the beginning initially maybe, that it's not the products that Sister Locks depends on. It's the natural interlocking process of our hair, and we want to get out of the way of that in order for the locks to form.
It's funny because how I like to think of people and how I describe it to people I'm mentoring, that we are dealing with product junkies. We are product yes. junkies. And when you think of it that way, it makes sense because people go out of their way to ask me questions in different ways to where I can to give them permission to use different products.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because very simple. In the beginning, you just use starter shampoo,
just the starter shampoo.
And water, the miracle yeah. product of
the
water.
Product.
and you say that and then they come back with, well, you know, and it's so yeah. funny. And so I try to think of it. OK, so we have been conditioned. We're addicted. Mm-hmm. And so we have to take baby steps yeah. and encourage them yeah. to trust the process so that, you know, so when I think of it that way, it makes me laugh a little bit, but it gives a kind of a sense of where we are.
Where we are. We all are, you know, we laugh at other people, but we are, you know, I'm just as bad as anybody else.
Oh, I'm a product junkie too. Yeah, so that's how yeah. I can relate to
And then once it's okay to use products, and mm-hmm. that's once the hair is settled in, you want to use the right products. Sister Locks product line is a custom product line.
Mm.
Excellent products designed specifically to help the hair lock, maintain the hair in the correct pH balance environment, mm-hmm. and to provide styling aids that will not gunk up the locks. Everything that we offer is non-residue producing, which means that over the years, you're not going to have buildup and hardness of your locks if you stick to the Sister Locks product line. That said, a Sister Locks is a less is more system.
Mm-hmm.
We don't recommend a lot of anything, even our own products. So it's most important to use the right products, use them in the right frequency and the right amounts. And then to cap that off is simply regular retightenings.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we, you know, let's say we are used to getting braids and, you know, we don't have all kinds of money to throw around. So we want to keep them in as long as possible before we get them taken out. You know, that's not what we want to do with the Sister Locks. We don't want the Sister Locks to ever get so loose with new growth that the locks are matting together. We want to be on a regular retightening schedule. Generally, that's somewhere between 4 and 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
4 weeks in the beginning, perhaps, or if the hair grows really fast. 6 weeks is more common for keeping the locks neat and keeping the retightening sessions fairly short and sweet. Sometimes people have a very slow growth rate, and so 8 weeks might work out. But the consultant is going to let you know about that. That, in a nutshell, is the Sister Locks care regimen.
Now, when did you actually come out with the Sister Locks line of products? Was that in the very beginning?
It wasn't in the very beginning, but it was shortly after, within the first year, because I discovered that there was nothing, I mean nothing, for natural hair. Let alone locks. And I knew enough about what I was seeing in our hair type to know that we had some special needs. We didn't want anything that gunked up. Greasy products cause the locks to slip. It makes a difference in terms of the pH environment. All of our hair types, African textured hair has a range of hair types. And if you're on one end of the spectrum, your hair is going to behave better if it's in a slightly acid pH environment. If it's on the other end of the spectrum, it's going to behave better in a slightly alkaline pH environment. So those are the things that went into my deciding that we actually had to come up with a product line of our own. That was, I'd say, within a year, because it was very obvious. It was just a matter of how was I going to afford to have a product line.
So. Yeah. No, I think that's really good. I always tell people, if it doesn't have the flying lady on it, you shouldn't use it in your hair. That's a general statement that I make.
I'd go with that.
Got to have the flying lady. Now, so in the past, I know people heard me call Dr. Cornwell a Sister Lock unicorn. I have the pleasure of working with her at home office. Well, not working with her, but I see her pass by. She floats by diligently, you know, cracking heads and making sure everything is going well. And your locks are always, you know, always beautiful. And I know you maintain them yourself, correct?
Yes, I do.
You don't have any magic elves who come in.
I have never had my hair retightened by anybody. Can you believe that?
You know, it's so funny because at first, I don't know how you did it, but when I moved to Japan and there was no one to do my hair, and I asked you, I asked you this question and you told me I'm always in my own hair. So when I had to do my own hair, I would think of you. And I'm thinking, I'm competitive. So I'm like, if she can do it, I can do it.
Well, I don't. People look at my hair and they go, how could you ever retighten that? Well, I don't stop and have retightening sessions. Mm-hmm. Most people who know me know I'm a maniac, especially about my hair. Mm-hmm. So my hands are always in my hair. And I know the technique so well that I don't have to look or, you know, I don't have to try to see what I'm doing. I can feel, it's like I have eyeballs on them fingertips. So I'm always retightening my hair. Okay. Always. So it doesn't, in the day go, in fact, I get to the point where if I can't find anything to retighten, it's like I have a mild anxiety attack. It's like, what? There's nothing to do. Okay. So it's just second nature to me. But, you know, one of these days I would like to have my hair retightened to be able to relax.
Oh, wow.
Get pampered.
That would be amazing. Okay, so first we know to keep your locks beautiful, you're a maniac about retightening.
Yes.
Okay. I know when I did my locks, I'd call one or two movie sessions. That's what I called them. So I would sit down on the couch and I didn't need a mirror either. After a while, you don't need a mirror. And I would retighten my locks and it would be one movie or two movies. And when that was up, I was done, whatever okay. section I would do. Mm-hmm. And that worked up really well. And I would just get my competitive spirit. Think of Doc. If she can do it, I can do it.
But, you know, when we teach retightening, we teach the sister locks wearers to kind of map out their head mm-hmm. so that they know section. What section they're in so that they don't have to think that they have to do everything in one setting, but they can always know where they left off. That's a really good approach.
Mm-hmm. Now, so after your retightenings, what else do you do to keep your locks looking beautiful and styled?
You know, I use the Sister Locks green tea shampoo because I have a really tight curl pattern and that's the best shampoo for that. Occasionally, I will use the moisture treatment. I used to have a really bad dandruff, especially okay. when I was a kid. Since I've had natural hair and specifically Sister Locks, I don't have any scalp issues at all. So I don't really worry about putting anything on my scalp. In the beginning, I did have this urge to grease my scalp like most sisters I have ever met. But I kind of grew out of that because mm-hmm. there was just no need. It was just like kind of like a security thing. I don't know. What do you call that when it just makes you feel good when you do it? Because it does feel good.
Yeah.
But I really don't do that. It's really just really, really simple. I moisturize occasionally and I shampoo on a regular basis. That's pretty much it. And I get up in the morning, walk toward the mirror, kind of put my hands in my hair a couple times, scrunch it around, and I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I should say that I do set my hair most of the time. Okay. It's rare that I wear it freestyle. I usually will do that. But all that means is that I put Bantu knots in my hair. When I shampoo it on the weekends, I will... when it's almost dry, I'll throw some Bantu knots in there and let it completely dry. And then that's pretty much, I'll have something of a curl all week. I'll have pretty tight curls on Monday, and then by Wednesday, they'll be a little looser. And by Friday, I'll still have some kind of shape. Because my hair is layered into a style. It's not just hanging at random lengths or all one length. And that's something I recommend too. When I jokingly said that they kind of do style themselves, if you have your hair, your sister locks cut into a style, then you have very little work to do ever mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you can reform that style so easily.
Yeah. So I think one of the things is when you start, I did an installation last night and we cut her hair into like a little A-line bob.
Oh, that sounds cute.
And super precious. And so when she left, we just fluffed them a little bit and she mm-hmm. was ready to go. So Doc, thank you for sharing your secrets to your beautiful locks. And, you know, now that you guys kind of have an idea of what the basic Sister Locks, you know, maintenance is, you know, we can start adding a little spice to your Sister Locks through styling, right, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Styling is the key. They're stylable locks. That's what, from the very beginning, separated Sister Locks from everything else. Now we have imitators, of course, and we know that people imitate excellence. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, it's not in itself a bad thing. Nothing else will ever be Sister Locks. But that's what sets them apart from everything else. They're the most stylable locks that you can have.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to continue this conversation with our guest when we come back, Master Stylist Kirigo Kabuga.
We have Kirigo Kabuga on the line. Kirigo is joining us from, is it Nairobi, Kenya, Kirigo?
Correct. Exactly. Okay. In the suburbs. Correct.
Well, how is it that you're in Kenya? We know you have a cultural connection there.
I'm visiting home because of the holidays being around the corner. My parents are actually going to be celebrating 50th anniversary. So I've come home to support the gathering of the parents. But at the same time, haven't had great opportunities to be able to have Sister Locks meetups.
All right.
To talk more about Sister Locks and to teach. To teach that there is a process in which to go about selecting a consultant and somebody who's or a trainee, somebody has been trained, mm-hmm. and why it is important.
So Sister Locks is beginning to grow in Kenya, huh?
Oh my goodness, it's actually beginning to grow in Africa as a whole. And I think the blessing of being a master stylist, consultant and so on is that with the help of the Sister Locks website, people are able to know that someone who's been trained or a consultant in the area, or even when they go Sister Locks Africa, my name sort of comes up first.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing for me because then I'm able to address, you know, these concerns and the people who are seeking to get Sister Locks and to get more information.
Yeah. But let's go on to you, focus on you, because you are a Sister Locks Master Stylist. And I know that we produced a series of Master Stylist ebooks where you were featured. How did you like that?
Oh, that was a great project. You know, not to mention part of a dream come true. And really having the Sister Locks platform to, mm-hmm. you know, display your work, my work per se, to share my love of being creative and styling, and really just the opportunities that I've had to even come down to San Diego and be part of homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Just all of that encompassed in a short book, which really also expresses, you know, who I am on a cultural basis.
Definitely, because your issue was titled Celebrate Culture. I want to remind our listeners to go to the website, sisterlocks.com, and check out the podcast page so that they can see some of your styles, and particularly your winning styles from the Master Stylist competition. That certainly illustrates how you were bringing culture to the mix of your styling. Now, is there anything in particular about styling Sister Locks that you love? Because there's all kinds of natural hair techniques these days. What's so special about Sister Locks?
I think one of the main things is the liberty that women experience. And when I say liberty, the word freedom is a word that I hear often. You know, like, I wish I had started my Sister Locks earlier. It's so liberating. It's so free. I can go to the gym. It's somehow unleashes some invisible cuffs or, you know, these chains around us about our hair. And something about sisters gives a liberation to women, and it's around the globe, and you see that even for mothers with young daughters now that we've seen that sort of population growing,
mm-hmm.
and even the little girls, oh, it's great now, I can do this, I can do that, I can, you know, we see more women putting their hands to their hair, where there's a story about, you know, putting, you know, hands in a black woman's hair, but, you know, so Sister Locks is sort of breaking these ties or myths or stories or thought processes that have kept us in, you know, literally in bondage, more mentally than physically. And so the stylability, because we can curl the hair, we could braid it, we can just, you know, put it up in a ponytail or nothing at all, and you still look elegant, you know. So when it comes to sister locks and styling, that grid is my biggest secret, or the thing that guides me, and that's why it's so important. After a nice, clean retightening, your styles are unlimited.
And you're the person, I believe, who came up with the term grid styling. The listeners might not exactly know what that means. Can you explain that a little bit?
Okay. So grid styling really means the hands-free, like once the retightening is done, and the grid is so present and clear, and you could see those lines and the parts and the sectioning, and all that beauty just creates an unlimited canvas of options of style.
Mm-hmm.
So because the freedom of not having to use a comb to part, and now just using my, you know, my fingers, and I could part, you know, make big sections, small sections. I could use just the you know, just that line, you know, when the rows, I can use the rows to do smaller flat twists, or I can do maybe three rows and do another flat twist, depending on the image or the outcome or the look, the final look that I'm after.
So how do you determine what kind of style you're going to do on a particular person?
A lot of times, because it depends now, you know, because sometimes you could be doing, photos for a photo shoot, or you're doing studio shots or family or wedding, you know. So you really need to have a discussion that could do, be very clear about the consultation that you're doing with a client. There are things that are said and not said. So communicating, I think, is the biggest foundation when deciding to create a style with the individual. So I want to know what they like. I want to know what they would prefer not to have. So in terms of, do you like an updo? Do you like your hair down? What asset or what feature, or is there a particular side that you like the hair to fall on?
So you're really getting to know the person, kind of, aren't you? You're really kind of getting to know the person.
Exactly. What is their taste? Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, what are your must-have styling items, and what items do you avoid?
Okay. Oh, nice one. Well, of course, my hook tool all the way. If that creates the foundation, but I cannot live without my hook tool, because, you know, without that, I can't even begin the full glory of styling.
I call my hook tool my money maker.
Exactly.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, this is one of excuse me, but I was just going to interject in case some of the listeners don't know what a hook tool is. That's one of the tools, professional sister locks tools.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that clients are going to have, but a good stylist is going to
have
that hook tool always.
That's from a stylist perspective.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Next is hairpins. I mean, we definitely need hairpins. I prefer the U-shaped pins rather than the bobby pins myself, because I find that I can manipulate those better, and they don't stress the roots of the sister locks as much as the other bobby pins might. However, the technique also matters on how you slide it or place the hairpins. I love rods, all types of rods, cold rods, lock loops. For me and my own hair, I absolutely love the pipe cleaners, you know, because my hair is longer, at least past my shoulder. And there are days where I'm like, oh, it's getting long and I need to not have it so long, you know. So I put the pipe cleaners and it sort of shrinks it and gives me something above my shoulder. And within 2 weeks, it sort of starts reshaping itself and stretching, but always looking, giving it some different character.
Can we go?
What's the other thing? Sorry?
Yes. What do you do with the pipe cleaners to protect the tips of the locks, keep them from being stressed too tightly? Do you use end papers or do you find that's not necessary?
That is very important. That's a great question. So the pipe cleaners that I have they have a special finishing. So I'm able to reuse them. They're not the ones that you would get at the craft stores. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit more advanced. And they have rubber interior. So that way it allows me. So what I do is that I hold the almost to the tip of the pipe cleaner, and a bit of I section maybe six sister locks per piece if I wanted my style to be really defined, you know. And then I'll start from the tip and I'll roll in. And at that time, when we're rolling in, sometimes we pull too much on the client's hair. Mm-hmm. So I literally use one hand to protect the scalp from the from pulling, and then I usually roll the pipe cleaner on, mm-hmm. because especially if I'm working with long hair. And then I just seal both ends. And I'm not a big fan of always sitting under the dryer, but of course in winter it's a good idea. But if you're in a tropical place, just leave the rods until your hair naturally dries, you know. But those are some of the things that are a must have for me. Some hairpins. I'm not a big fan of rubber bands. I like to use just natural tension of the hair. I find that the rubber bands, when pulled, tend to tag and pull spring. You know, if you have springy hair, or it'll hook itself on, you know, some spray hair. So I try and avoid those as much as possible. And if I have to use a rubber a band, I use the one that are protected and sealed with material. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are some of the things that I love.
Okay.
And what are the items that you would avoid?
The product.
Huh?
Right, and of course, and the products, like if it's a mousse or the styling gel, depending on what it is that I'm styling, using, I definitely also appreciate a bit of product so that it could moisten the hair and allow the hair to hold, give it a firm hold if I'm trying to make curls on it.
And what items or products would you avoid?
Oh, waxes. Oh, we don't need anything with heavy wax that causes buildup on our sister locks, and it's very, very difficult to clean, and you don't want to have to go to some harsh, you know, ABC, you know, apple cider vinegar, and to break down the buildup, and sometimes it even, you know, stresses the hair and causes it to start slipping. So waxes, I say, is a no-no. Things like with like grease, I avoid anything that is more of like a water soluble. And generally, like even if you use like the styling spray, that helps hold the style a little longer. The styling gel, and again, always paying attention to the amount that you're also putting in. Mm-hmm. But you know, water does a lot for our curl pattern, and it does a lot for curls and styling.
Yes, it's funny because I joke with my clients. I'll tell them, I say, I have this this product you can use in your hair. It's, you know, it's amazing. It's a miracle. It's been around for a really long time.
Yes.
And they're waiting on bated breath. I'm like, water.
Yeah.
You know, because they want us to tell them of another product that they can use.
Right.
And, you know, water is a good place to start. Carrigo, we just want to thank you so much for joining us today and taking time to talk to us. I know it's late. What time is it where you're at right now?
It is 11 p.m.
It is 11 p.m. I mean, bless you.
Yes.
Thank you so much
for joining us. This is a really rich conversation.
Yeah, we appreciate having you with us and sharing your knowledge. You have a good evening, and we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I hope that what I had to say was could be, you know, would help others out there, And it, I just want to say that Sister Locks has really changed my life in such a beautiful way. And it's a great vehicle to meeting the most incredible women on the planet.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kirigo.
Thank you.
Okay. Peace. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I would like to thank my co-host, Dr. C, and our guest, Kirigo Kabuga, for joining us today. And I know she's not here anymore, but, you know, she just has that teacher spirit.
She does. You know, she's so, you know, earnest about yes. what she does. And her work is so beautiful. I'm hoping everybody will check out our sisterlocks.com website and go to the podcast link and just see some of those gorgeous styles that she's created.
Yeah, you know, just the fact she has to teach and educate, I think, is amazing. And we need to have more consultants that are more on that mm-hmm. page, because education is so important. I just like to remind everyone to keep in touch with us on Facebook, Instagram, and at sisterlocks.com. And let us know, what is your favorite Sister Locks styles? What are your favorite products to use? And we would love to hear from you. You guys have a great day. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.